Sheffield, made by you.
Do you like Sheffield Live? Why not become a friend of Sheffield Live? Sheffield Live is a community radio station, and friends of Sheffield Live are people in the community who make a regular donation to keep Sheffield Live on the air. Join the Friends of Sheffield Live by writing to friends@sheffieldlive.org or go online to sheffieldlive.org/friends. Do you want to get your message heard? With low advertising rates and great sponsorship opportunities, Sheffield Live can help you reach thousands of local people. Get your campaign on Sheffield Live. To find out more about advertising on Sheffield Live, write to advertising@sheffieldlive.org or call 0114 281 4082.
Good afternoon again. Mike Coates welcoming you back to a further hour of Swing Time for Tuesday the 28th of January. Our opening track was labelled as by Kenny Burrell with the Prestige All Stars, but when first issued around 57 I think, it was under the leadership our pianist Mal Waldron. The composition was by Mal Waldron and it was What's Not. The musicians on the gig were Art Farmer Trumpet, Hal McCusick on alto, Al Cohen tenor, Mal Waldron, as I've said, on piano, Kenny Burrell guitar, Teddy Kotick bass, and Egg Thigpen on drums. It was a Van Gelder studio recording in Hackensack on the 25th of January 1957. A number of new reissues to look at now, and the first enables me again to link in the record leader with our programme title, Swing Time. Jimmy Lunsford and his orchestra had an excellent band, and it was well received, particularly by dancers. One of the reasons was that he had some excellent arrangers, amongst them Cy Oliver, and here with an individual who I'll give you the name later. This is really White Heat. We'll be right back. early recording of the Lunsford Orchestra in 1934, and the arranger there was Will Hudson. That track appears on a new two CD set entitled Jimmy Lunsford and His Orchestra, Rhythm Is Our Business, and it has a subtitle of His 53 Finests, 1933 to 1945. And I must say, if you are thinking about including some Jimmy Lunsford in your collection, this would certainly be a couple of CDs to look at. It would fit across the range of Lunsford's major compositions. And, of course, by the middle of the 1930s, Lunsford had established himself as a first-class band. And his particular affinity was with dancers, something that's kind of missed out, I think, with appreciation of the swing era. It really was a period for dancing. Another part of the excellence of Jimmy Lunsford were, in fact, the soloists that were attracted to the Lunsford Orchestra. These included, from time to time, Joe Thomas, trumpet, Eddie Durham, trombone, guitar and arranger, Trummy Young, trombone and vocalists, and Willie Smith, mainly alto. And all these individuals went on to make a good contribution, an excellent contribution, I would say, over the years to jazz music. So, a further later recording includes Willie Smith on alto. It is Jimmy Lunsford's performance of Uptown Blues.
Thank you.
Town Blues. And by the time that was recorded, on the 14th of December 1939, the makeup does include some well-known names, or what would become well-known names. Snooky Young, Paul Webster, Gerald Wilson on trumpets, Elmer Crumley and Russell Bowles and Trummy Young on trombones, Eddie Durham, trombone and guitar, Willie Smith, Earl Carruthers, clarinets and altos, Dan Grissom, Ted Buckner, altos, Joe Thomas, that's not a relative to the Joe Thomas on the first track, on clarinet, Edwin Wilcox on piano, Al Norris guitar, Moses Allen on bass, and Jimmy Crawford on drums. And if you're interested in that set, it can be found on Retrospective RTS 4425, and it is a double CD set. A new reissue is a 12-inch vinyl album of 1960s Charles Mingus' recordings. Quite a number of these have been out of catalogue for some time, so it may help to fill in some holes on your record shelves. That is, if you're looking for a complete discography of Charles Mingus' work. The album is called Charles Mingus Reincarnations and is on Candid 30055. My selection from the disc is Vasaralian, apparently an old lady friend of Charles Mingus's. Significantly, the tune, based harmonically on the 1940s tune You Don't Know What Love Is, appears several times in the Mingus discographies, although with different names. In 1955, it was known as Smooch, and subsequently, on a number of recordings, it is called Weird Nightmare. But we are going to play what Charles Mingus called Vasaralian, and the details of that are Ted Curson and Lonnie Hillier trumpets, Eric Dolphy on bass clarinet, Charles McPherson, alto, Booker Irvin on tenor, Nico Bunnick on piano, Charles Mingus bass, and Danny Richmond on drums. Recorded in New York City on the 30th of October 1960. Vasaralian. Thank you. track with other 1960 Mingus recordings can be found on the vinyl Candid record 30055. My final new reissue selection came about as the leading members of the compilation were all playing in the Bay Area around Oakland in the San Francisco Bay Area at the time. Ray Brown, Wes Montgomery and Cannonball Adderley were all recent winners of major jazz magazines, readers and critics polls. Hence, the Riverside label album's title, Cannonball and the Poll Winners. An interesting addition to the Sidemen was expatriate Brit Victor Feldman, who plays piano and vibes on the disc and also composed two of the selections on the disc. Here is one of them. Azul Serape, Cannonball Adderley alto, Victor Feldman playing piano on this track, Wes Montgomery guitar, Ray Brown bass and Lewis Hayes on drums. Recorded at the Fungazi Hall, which was a theatre, in San Francisco on the 21st of May 1960. Azul Serape. Thank you. the Victor Feldman composition, Azul Serapi. And that also appears on vinyl. And there is some confusion here about the label. I think if you're interested, you should try and seek out the vinyl disc on the Spiral label. An interesting issue, I think, there. Two stalwarts of the mainstream school, namely Buck Clayton and Buddy Tate, with their background possibly reminding themselves of Nights in Kansas City.
Thank you.
that was Buck Clayton trumpet and Buddy Tate tenor, along with Sir Charles Thompson on piano, Jean Ramey bass, and Mousie Alexander on drums. It was another Rudy Van Gelder studio recording on the 20th of December 1960. It was taken from an album labelled, with some thought, Buck and Buddy. And it was on the Swingville label, a subsidiary of Prestige Records, and one devoted to mainstream recording sessions. 2 or 3 weeks ago, I concluded my hour with the singer Helen Humes singing the finishing offering of many of the traditional jazz haunts in Sheffield. It was, of course, When the Saints Go Marching In. I noticed on a companion album she was also still giving girls advice with a secret she had opened up with some 10 years earlier. And again, the supporting group makes interesting reading. It was a studio group led by Marty Paich, with Jack Sheldon, Al Porcino and Ray Trescardi, with Stu Williamson on trumpets, Bob Fitzpatrick, Barry Betts on trombones, Art Pepper, Ben Webster again, and Teddy Edwards on tenor. What a lineup there. Art Pepper plays clarinet, incidentally, in the group as well. Bill Hood, baritone. The pianist is Andre Previn, with Barney Kessel guitar, Leroy Vinegar bass, and Shelley Mann on drums, and Helen Hume on vocals. Marty Paich was conductor and arranger, and this was a recording with the Contemporary label in September 1958, I think it was. So, 10 years after she recorded it in 1949, here's Miss Humes with her Million Dollar Secret.
I'm gonna tell all you girls a secret. Please keep it to yourself. Now it's a million-dollar secret, so please don't tell nobody else. Why, if you're a real young girl and you wanna get rich quick, get an old, old man, girls, and that'll be the lick. You know those old men are fine. Yes, they really know just what to do. They'll give you lots of loving, but they'll give you a whole lot of money too. Now he'll tickle you under your chin, and he'll scratch you on your side. He'll say, wake up, you fine young thing, give me my morning's exercise. Those old men are fine. Yes, they know just what to do. They'll give you lots of loving, but they'll give you a whole lot of money too. Now I've got a man, he's 78, and I'm just 33. Everybody thinks I'm crazy, but his will's made out to me. Yes, that old man is fine. Really knows just what to do. Now he'll give you lots of loving, but he'll give you a whole lot of money too.
Mm-hmm.
beautiful. Yes, you'll think the world is grand. Just take a look in the barnyard. See that old fat hen. She's got a fresh young rooster. She feels just like a chick again. Get a young man and raise him to your hand. You think life is wonderful? Yes, you'll think the world is grand. 'Cause he'll spend your hard-earned money, make your life a hell on earth. But when he takes you in his arms, Lord, you'll get your money's worth. Get a young man and raise him to your hand. 'Cause he'll make you think life is wonderful.
Just a piece for an encore by Andrei Previn when touring the concert halls of the world with This or That Symphony Orchestra. But I do believe, and I think you would agree, an excellent arrangement from Marty Page. Another album which caused some concern getting on now for, 50 years ago, if not more, was the next album. In days when fans were extremely partisan and owed allegiance very strongly to one school or another, in late 1959 and early 1960, Atlantic released a record which really brought about another label for jazz performances, avant-garde or free jazz. After all these years, it's difficult to understand what all the upset was caused, really, from the album. The Atlantic disc is Change of the Century, and for some fans, it really was the end of the world. We're going to hear Ornette Coleman playing his composition Ramblin' with Don Cherry pocket trumpet. Ornette Coleman on alto, Charlie Hayden bass and Billy Higgins drums. Recorded by Radio Recorders in Hollywood on the 9th of October 1959. A record that really upset quite a lot of jazz fans at the time. We'll be right back. rambling. Difficult to see what all the excitement was now. But an interesting album, and if you want or would like to see what happened or hear what happened in jazz after 1960, an excellent album to try and listen to. Mike Coates here to say thank you for listening. Tempest Fugitive again, and I am obliged to close the doors on Swing Time for this week. I do hope that you have enjoyed my selections today. I expect to be back next week and that you can join me next Tuesday at 1 p.m. for more Swing Time on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM. And of course, do take care out there. I'm going out with another very short burst of an album that caused some problems for some of the natives. Again, it's difficult to understand what the trouble was about.